Scintilla in Ima, a story of inner angels and demons. Narrated by Cordeva. The darkness is creeping in. Slowly the hustle of the day is leaving Trinity. Colors fade, becoming grey and finally black. Noise becomes more and more dull until it is completely silent. Silence. Lost in thought, she watches the dark silhouettes of the night. Epiphanies that first quickly flicker and then disappear like billions of flashes of brainwaves, which are condensed through a network of synapses of a sheer infinite consciousness. Like an accelerating free fall pushed into a deep black well without ground, she sinks into the nebulous turmoil of her own being and struggles more and more with herself and her torn soul. The tears that flow across her face go as unnoticed by Trinity as the upcoming storm. Loud versus quiet. Love versus hatred. Ruling versus serving. Violence versus peace. Gentle versus wild. Angel versus demon.
Who rules you, Trinity? Who are you?
She remains motionless in this emptiness of black, searching for answers, and unseen tears still run down her face. Visions like dark, grotesque faces appear before Trinity, pester her mind, which she simply can't grasp, can't get through. Fear, anger, and wrath take wild turns with love, courage, and passion. Her head seems to be exploding. She has been chasing her ego for ages, but she only ever finds disguised phantasmagorias and illusions. Sometimes the search for security, for peace and for truthfulness is so unbearably hard that she only wants to sleep. It is so tempting to leave everything behind.
Time to awake!
Like in an impenetrable thicket, her senses are blurry. Is she in truth at another place, foreign to her? It is so dark, she can't make out anything. And it is cold. She can hardly feel anything. This place is so unreal. Perhaps she herself is the illusion. Over time, this thought pokes through her now sensationless body like a dull pain. In the distance, Trinity discovers a weak glow that magically attracts her. As she approaches it, she sees a locked gate with a small opening from which this beautiful gleam shines, caused by a sparkling key. She tries to reach it, but surrounded by an impenetrable, invisible covering, it is inaccessible to her. A pain that cannot be grasped, yet intense, pervades her body. A pain in herself that is nothing more than her own fear. Full of despair and suspicion, she closes her eyes and falls to her knees. Appreciably, she is becoming undone. In her fever, Trinity finds herself under a threatening red sky tent. Around her, barren and dusty land. Smoking fire fusillades shoot up from the earth, and where life once reigned, now only rules grief. Demons are trying to take her over, but Scintilla in Ima still burns deep inside her. That drives her and brings her soul back to life. Back to life. In this unreal world, all beauty, all hope has been lost. Fear has triumphed over love. No angel dwells in this bizarre place. It is the world of demons. Doubts sprout in her, and Trinity asks herself what is wrong. But even evil brings its own charm. The evil? Does this even exist? She staggers, she is disorientated and confused. The shadows seem to play a trick on her. She sees a gaunt dark figure with a hood pulled far into the face. Merrily deep red eyes emerge in front of Trinity in the dark. A dark and at the same time slightly tense voice replies to her.
What are you complaining about? Why do you bear such a burden on your shoulders? Follow me. Only I can give you strength, Fulfill the desire for eternal beauty and youth. Reveal the essence of life to you, everything you desire. You will reach the thrilling enjoyment of power and wealth. Be certain that you cannot escape from me anyway. Trust me, it will be the end of disgrace and shame, and at the same time the rebirth of a new kingdom. I will penetrate into every fiber of your body and give you the pleasure you need. I will free you from all your grief. It will be a big deal for your life.
The dark path that Trinity treads seems to seal her destiny, and the shadows on her soul are getting bigger and bigger. On this arduous search for answers, she puts all her hope into this creature, where she sees her angel of mercy. She hopes for nothing but salvation from him. Salvation. But without a word, Trinity is being left alone by the creature. The immeasurable desire for touch, for love, for understanding, for forgiveness grows in her. Yes, the desire of being noticed by someone at all. But no one is there. There is only a veil of silence around her. Maybe it's all just a dream. When Trinity looks to the sky, a warm stream of light falls to the ground right in front of her eyes. Hesitantly, she approaches and recognizes an angelic appearance lying before her. Just a glance into the sparkling eyes of the creature, listening to the sensuous voice, is enough to recognize that there is hope. For the first time, a wonderfully warm feeling of confidence comes over Trinity, similar to the one she had at the encounter with the demon creature. The fall of the angel makes her realize that she has to get up again and again, no matter how deep she has fallen. The arrival of the angel does not go unnoticed by the demon, who is approaching quietly until he faces the angel face to face. Focusing on the angel, he firmly demands the possession of Trinity's soul. At that moment, you could hear a pin drop, and the tension between them is so thick, it can be cut with a knife. Trinity becomes imperceptibly aware that she herself has created this world, this situation, and this dichotomy of two minds is nothing but her own. It is up to Trinity to pick up this moment by making a decision. But is she being blinded by false idols? A step to the other side could show her that dreams must not be mere illusions. May Scintilla and Aimar point the true way and reconcile the inner angels and demons. In the depths of her heart, she already knows.
The fight begins
right now.